This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Few in Gaza can find solace, let alone celebrate, as the devastating conflict cast a pale over the start of the Eid holiday on Wednesday. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
As millions of Muslims observe Eid al-Fitr around the world, Palestinians visit the graves of loved ones killed in the last 6 months of war. Their focus is on surviving Israeli airstrikes, shelling, a ground offensive, and a humanitarian crisis, and remembering happier times with loved ones. Israel's assault has killed more than 33,000 Palestinians and wounded more than 75,000. Hospitals have been destroyed, medicine is in short supply, and many Gazans are at risk of famine.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Wednesday Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is not doing enough to increase humanitarian aid into Gaza.
The fact is that we're getting in somewhere in the last 3 days over 100 trucks. It's not enough, but needs to be more, and there's one more opening that has to take place in the north. So we'll see what he does in terms of meeting the commitments he made to me.
Biden has warned Netanyahu that future U.S. support for the war depends on swift implementation of new steps to protect civilians and aid workers. Israeli aircraft have killed three sons of Hamas's top political leader in the Gaza Strip. The strikes went after high-stakes targets at a time when Israel is holding delicate ceasefire negotiations with the militant group. Hamas said four of the leader's grandchildren were also killed. The sons are among the highest-profile figures to be killed in the war so far. Israel said they were Hamas operatives. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. This